There once was a boy named Gimme Some Roy. He was nothing like me or you, 'cause laying back and getting high was all he cared to do. When he was young, he sat in his basement sniffing airplane glue, and then he smoked banana peels when that was a thing to do. He tried aspirin and Coca-Cola, breathed helium on the sly, and his life was just an endless search in pursuit of the perfect high. But grass just made him want to sit back and eat chocolate chip pizza all night. And the great things he wrote when he was stoned looked like shit in the morning light. Cocaine Rose was sweet to his nose, but the price nearly broke his back. Speed just made him rap all day, and Reds just laid him back. He tried PCP and THC, but they didn't quite do the trick. Poppers nearly blew his heart, and mushrooms made him sick. Acid made him see the light, but he didn't remember it long. Hashish was a little too weak, and smack was way too strong. Quaaludes made him stumble. Booze just made him cry, till he heard of a cat called Baba Fats, who knew of the perfect high. Now, Baba Fats was a hermit cat who lived up in Nepal, high atop a craggy mountain, up a sheer and icy wall. But hell, says Roy, I'm a healthy boy, and I'll walk or crawl or fly, and I'll find that guru who'll give me the clue as to what's the perfect high. So out and off goes Gimme Some Roy to the land that knows no time, to the trail no man could conquer, to a cliff no man could climb. And for 13 years he tries that cliff, and down again he slides, and sits and cries and tries again, pursuing the perfect high. He's gnashing his teeth, he's coughing up blood, he's aching and shaking and weak. As tired and torn, starving and sore, he reaches the mountain peak. His eyes blink red like a snowblind wolf, and he snarls the snarl of a rat. For there, in perfect repose, and wearing no clothes, is the godlike Baba Fats. What's happening, Fats? Says Roy with joy. I've come to state my biz. I hear you're hip to the perfect trip. Please tell me what it is. For as you can see, says Roy to he, I am about to die. So for my last ride, how about it, Fats? What's the perfect high? Well, dog my cat, says Baba Fats. Here's one more burnout soul, looking for some alchemist to turn his trip to gold. But you won't find it in no dealer's stash or on no druggist's shelf, son. If you would seek the perfect high, find it in yourself. Why, you jive motherfucker, says Gimme Some Roy. I climbed through rain and sleet. I lost 3 fingers off my hands and 4 toes off my feet. I braved the lair of the polar bear. I've tasted the maggot's kiss. Now you tell me the high is in myself? What kind of shit is this? My ears, for they froze off, said Roy, had heard all kinds of crap. But I didn't just climb for 14 years to hear this sophomore rap. And I sure as hell didn't climb up here to hear the highs on the natch. So you tell me what the real shit is, or I'll kill your guru ass. Okay, okay, says Baba Fats, you've forced it out of me. There is a land beyond the sun that's known as Zaboli. A wretched land of stone and sand where snakes and buzzards scream. And in this devil's garden blooms the mystic tsutsu tree. And every 10 years it blooms one single flower as white as the Key West sky. And he who eats of the tsutsu flower will know the perfect high. For the rush comes on like a tidal wave. It hits like the blazing sun. And the high, it lasts forever. And the down don't ever come. But Zaboli land is ruled by a giant who stands 10 cubits high. With eyes of red and his hundred head, he waits for the passerby. And you must slay the red-eyed giant, and you must swim the river of slime, where the mucus beasts, they wait to feast on those who paddle by. And if you slay the giant, and if you swim the slimy sea, well, there's a blood-drinking witch who sharpens her teeth at the base of the tsutsu tree. To hell with witches and giants, says Roy. To hell with the beasts of the sea. As long as the tsutsu flower blooms, well then, hope still blooms for me. And with tears of joy in his snow-blind eyes, he slips the guru a five and crawls back down the mountainside, pursuing the perfect high. Well, that is that, says Baba Fats, returning to his stone, facing another 1,000 years of talking to God alone. Why is it, Lord? It's always the same. Old men or bright-eyed youth. It's always easier to sell them some shit than it is to give them the truth.